right, so our listener Angie uncovered a couple red flags with her boyfriend of a year, and one of them really involves, actually they both kind of involve, his usage of his phone.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Hey.
Gotta say I love your show. I've listened to y'all since I was in high school.
Aw, thank you.
Got a question. My friends are a little split on what this means. I've been dating my boyfriend for a little over a year. We've always been open with our phones. Like, he knows my passcode. I know his. We're cool with borrowing each other's phones, stuff like that. Well, recently, he's been acting really weird with his phone. Like, constantly looking at it, turning it over. I don't really know how to explain it other than his relationship with his phone has changed. Does that make sense, or do I sound a little crazy?
Okay.
Then the other night, we were watching a show, and I asked to borrow his phone to look up an actress, and he got really weird. He waited like 20 to 30 seconds before handing me his phone. Then he hovered over me while I looked up this actress. And I asked him why he was acting all weird about his phone and even jokingly said, "You're not trying to hide another woman from me, are you?" He got upset, accused me of always looking for something to complain about, literally left for about an hour.
Left?
Left.
Okay.
When he came back, he was super apologetic. He said he was sorry for blowing up, handed me his phone saying he has nothing to hide and to look through it if I want.
Okay.
And I'm just like, what? I feel like there's a couple of red flags here, but a friend of mine and his says maybe he's planning a surprise for me for my birthday coming up in a couple of weeks. Unlikely? I know these are red flags, but do you think they're serious enough to reevaluate our relationship?
Oh, wow.
Thanks so much.
So he all of a sudden has gotten weird about
sharing the phone.
Sharing his phone.
Yeah. Like there might be something pop up he doesn't want her to see.
Yeah. And I think that is weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Now, not there has been things like people planning surprises that someone might be texting him about and he doesn't want that text message to pop up.
I feel like he doesn't get weird, angry weird.
Right.
I feel like he's like, oh, no, we don't want to do that. Or just like
it's the leaving for an hour, and it's almost as if he scrubbed his phone.
I was going to say, he's cleaning up his phone. Like, he's like deleting text messages, deleting all this stuff.
What are you? Can't
ever see
the evidence?
My search history. That seems a little sus.
Like, I think your spidey senses tingling are for a reason.
I wonder if, and maybe if you're listening now, you can text us or something. I wonder if he like changed his passcode. Like, are you still able to get into his phone? Because you
doesn't sound like that's the case.
Yeah, like you guys know each other's passcodes,
right?
But has he changed it or anything? Because I think that would be interesting if he has. I would see that as a bigger red flag.
Sure,
but being weird about his phone, I think is enough to
and
be
needing
like,
to like look over your shoulder while you're looking
yeah,
at
like,
it.
What are you,
like, what are you thinking that's going to pop up?
And what's he going to do? Snatch it from you?
Maybe. It sounds like it's exactly what he would have done.
Like if she just opens up his text, like his text messages, or
if one, you know, when you get a text, a notification just pops up right there and you can read it.
Has that ever burned you? Where a text message pops up and someone sees something that they're not supposed to.
Listen, my daughter, she'll just take my phone and like go through and look at my gallery because she knows I have a ton of pictures and videos of her. But if I've like screenshotted orders,
right,
usually around Christmas time, or she sees an Amazon notification, oh, your order with this that I've ordered for her. Yeah. And then she'll hand back and just be like, I saw that.
Well, we've had to take the Amazon app off of my daughter's phone because she links into our account and she's like,
buy stuff?
No, doesn't buy stuff, but she sees what we've purchased.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe that's it. If she does have a birthday coming up and he ordered her something.
I think that is the very innocent.
That's the innocent way to look at it.
Way to look at that. I still don't, if what she's saying is true, I still don't think his reaction
aligns. It's the getting
aligns.
Angry and leaving
yes.
is not lending itself to the whole, oh, he doesn't want her to find out about a surprise he's planning.
All right, 502-795-1997. That's our number. We'll take some of your stories about maybe something like this Maybe you have experience with it. Maybe something like this got you into trouble too. Coming up. All right, so interesting twist here on 99.7 DJX. We were just talking about Angie's situation and how she realized that her boyfriend of a year has been acting really weird about his phone recently.
And he never was very protective of it at all. I mean, they were very free with sharing phones with each other. You could look at it, no problem. But now he is being weird. It's so much so that when she borrowed it recently, he was looking over his shoulder and then got mad when she did a little, were you afraid of like your girlfriend's going to pop up?
Yeah.
And then he like left.
He left for an hour and then came back and was like, here, if you want to see my phone, I'm sorry.
Yes, you can look through it and do, and I didn't mean to get mad, and here you can look through it all.
Which is sus.
Because I've deleted everything that you didn't want you to see.
Right.
And blocked certain people. So it's fine now.
So I asked if his passcode had changed because you guys said you knew, and we got a text from her. She said, yeah, since I messaged you all, I tried to get into his phone and snoop, but he changed his passcode so I couldn't. I even asked him about that, and he said he didn't know, ? I'm not buying it.
He didn't know he changed the passcode?
I don't know.
Did a ghost do it while you were sleeping?
So how do you get in your phone?
Yeah, you have to do that manually.
How do you do that?
You do that.
Okay, that right there, that's red flag territory.
Now, Angie, listen to your spidey tingling senses.
There's definitely something that's up.
Hiding something.
Yes, for sure. And there's several people that have been texting as well.
Yeah, Realtor Keith says,
he left to clear out his phone. And then look innocent when he says, oh, you can look through it now.
Yes, 100%. He took an hour to go clean it all up and then wants to make you trust him again. So here, look through all of it. I've got nothing to hide.
Sorry about that,
anymore.
Babe. Professor Rebecca says, yeah, be worried. Check his deleted pictures and any apps where you can silence or hide messages. He could just say, I ordered you something and I didn't want you to see it. Defensive means guilty.
Yes. And Sarah's like, how serious are they? Mm. I'm usually the first one to jump to suspicions, but maybe he's going to propose soon?
Probably not,
but you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
It's the anger.
Yeah, that's
it. It's getting angry and storming out. Part of it that I think does, if it was a happy surprise, I don't think he'd be mad.
Right. Like if he was getting her a surprise for her birthday or a proposal or something like that, he could be like, no, you don't want to do that. Like, it could just be a different vibe. But according to her, he got mad.
And now the passcode has mysteriously changed.
But he
and he's playing dumb.
He doesn't know how.
It did?
I don't know. This is crazy. Oh, this is crazy.
That's
wild.
How did that happen?
These crazy phones.
They just
do things.
Well, you have to know it because you have to use it to open your phone, do you not?
Yeah. All right. Well, Angie, all we're saying, we're not saying like break up over this, but we're saying there's definitely something sus.
Yes. I'd keep looking into it. Maybe let your birthday come and go.
Right. And if
nothing out of the ordinary happens or nothing super extra spectacular happens, then we need to revisit the weirdness with the phone.
All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.